This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. And today we start with some sobering information. Research from Boston University, published in the Boston Globe yesterday, found that alcohol causes nearly 3,000 deaths in Massachusetts each year, and the price tag for alcohol abuse, at least $5 billion annually. In today's edition of Be Well, where we focus on our health and our well-being, we have holiday drinking on our minds. It is a season of parties, but also stress, celebrations, but also pressure. So let's talk about how to safely consume alcohol, support people in recovery, and show hospitality to those who simply choose not to drink. Joining us now, Dr. Miriam Komarami, the medical director of the Graykin Center for Addiction at Boston Medical Center, and Mike Coach Ferrullo. Mike is the president and founder of the nonprofit organization Boston Bulldogs Running Club, which provides community and support for people affected by addiction. Miriam, welcome.
Thank you so much, Tiziana.
Great to have you in, Coach Mike. Welcome to you, too. So I think we're going to start, in the addiction and recovery space for the beginning of this conversation. And Mike, you've been in recovery for about four decades now. You work with people affected by substance use disorder. Is this a time of year when you find yourself giving extra support to people?
Yeah, it's, I think what we do know is during this time, there's an increase in stress, anxiety, depression, loneliness. And as a result of that, there's an increase in drinking because of the whole culture and the whole message of, you know, you need to drink to have fun. So, it's a time where people relapse. It's a time where people who don't meet the criteria for substance use end up drinking more than maybe they should. So it's a time for us to be concerned about people who are dealing with addiction and just drinking in general.
So, Dr. Miriam Komarami, I'm also thinking as we move into this conversation about alcohol and well-being, we hear so many people talk about the change in drinking habits since the beginning of COVID and social isolation. So this time of year, as Coach Mike was already saying, can be tough for people. Are you seeing more maybe than you would have 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. Our experience coincides with the national statistics that alcohol has become more and more common as a coping mechanism in our society. So a lot more people are really struggling.
So let me stay with you for just a second, Dr. Komarami. How does one know if one has alcohol addiction?
Yeah, so some of the signs that I think people can look for is just looking at one's own drinking patterns. Are you drinking a lot more than you were in the past? Do you feel like you need to cut back, but you're having trouble doing that? Are you getting messages from loved ones that something may be wrong and you need to think about it? Are you continuing to use a substance in spite of knowing that there are bad consequences, like having gotten in a car accident or having a driving while intoxicated conviction or just getting in multiple fights with people who you wouldn't normally have gotten in arguments with?
So, Coach Mike, you nodded a lot when Miriam there was saying, are you continuing substance use after it's produced some pretty negative consequences?
Yeah,
why did that really register for you?
That's the key. You know, people, in spite of the negative consequences, they continue to drink, and it continues to, the negative consequences, the drinking increases. So that's why we say it's a progressive disease. It gets worse over time, and the consequences get more, worse.
So let's talk about now. We're in the holiday season. People do want to gather. We often do have a culture of drinking around our parties and that kind of thing. I want to talk first about being supportive of people who are in recovery. So, Coach Mike, we might not know who is in recovery, but should I know, and I have somebody who's in recovery and they're coming to my home and I'm entertaining, do I need to, in order to be supportive, have no alcohol present? How should I think about that?
Yeah, so... I want to say, this is a time for people are becoming more addicted for a lot of reasons. Addiction is it's an epidemic. We know how many people a day we're losing to drug fentanyl abuse, 200 people a day. But I would say on the other side of it, You know, what the Bulldogs are about is promoting wellness and recovery. You know, that's wellness, physically, exercise, community, mindfulness. And I think in this world today, what's good is I think wellness is people, a lot of people are choosing not to drink. If you go to a liquor store, you'll see tons of different non-alcoholic beers. So I would say if you're going to have a gathering, a holiday gathering, it would be really helpful to have a number of non-alcoholic beers, non-alcoholic mixed drinks. And, you know, if someone that you know that's in recovery wants to talk to you about it, I mean, one thing that I know is sometimes people get into that space and they start to have cravings and they start to feel overwhelmed. And we always say, you need to leave.
Okay.
And so, you know, they might come up to you and say, you know, I need to leave, and you can support that.
So the CDC does say that more than 150 people are dying every day from overdoses related to synthetic opioids like fentanyl. We're looking at these level of fatalities with alcohol. In this conversation, this Be Well edition, where we're focused on alcohol at the holidays, how to be supportive of people who are in recovery, how to provide healthy environments in our gatherings, et cetera. So now, back to you, Dr. Miriam. Bear with me for a second. So Coach Mike just lays out how to provide some healthy environment. How does one know? You're in conversation at a party. You're meeting people in a social environment. How do you be thoughtful about your own behavior, since you may not know whether someone else is experiencing a challenge with substance use disorder, with recovery? What's a thoughtful way to proceed?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tiziana. I think that you can think of it in terms of universal precautions, that don't assume that in every setting that's a holiday gathering that everyone's going to want to drink alcohol. And don't start by saying, can I get you a beer or grab you a glass of wine? Say, would you like something to drink? There's alcohol and non-alcohol options, something like that, so that the person doesn't have to self-disclose if they don't want to. You're just helping them to have choices. Providing non-alcohol-based drink options at a holiday gathering, making it clear what has alcohol, what doesn't, are all really good practices. And I really want to stress the importance of reaching out to our friends who may be struggling with substance use at this time of year. Definitely don't exclude them from holiday gatherings. Talk with them proactively about what can I do to make this comfortable for you. I want to include you, but I don't want to add stress. Would you want to come to a party where there'll be alcohol present? If not, are there other times we can get together and spend time together to celebrate? Something like that.
So, Coach Mike, I'm really struck by Dr. Miriam saying, listen, don't avoid people for their sake who may be in recovery or experiencing substance use disorder. Be there for them. Reach out. Yeah. Have a conversation. How can I show up for you? How can I celebrate with you? What other conversations are important to have this time of year?
Well, I think that I think it for us, and I think as clinicians, as people who are working with addicts and alcoholics, you know, it's important to even to work with people who don't have substance problems, to say, you know, try to cut back. You know, I always say make a commitment not to drink whether you're in recovery or not during the holidays, because there is an increase. So rather than make that New Year's resolution, make it at Christmas and just say, I'm going to abstain. And there's a lot of good reasons why you should abstain. So, you know, asking people to make that sort of commitment. I mean, and with the Bulldogs, why it's so successful is we really stress three principles. The main one is self-leadership. We say, listen, this you have to take full responsibility for this, and it might mean asking for help. It just means making the right decisions. So I would say, you know, just being able to, you know, be there for people who want to talk about it, because sometimes people don't want to discuss it.
I do want to point out, too, that you became a clinical social worker to help other people with substance use disorder when you went into recovery yourself.
Right. Yeah. I was a high school dropout, and I think you know the whole story. And I ended up, you know, going back to school and then getting my master's degree in social work. And I just retired recently from private practice, but for the last 30 years, I've been working with alcohol and drug users.
So we're having a conversation about alcohol during the holidays, both being responsible and responsive for people who may be experiencing substance use disorder or they're in recovery, and then also healthy practices for yourself. And you waded into that, Coach Mike, with make that resolution at Christmas. Make this a time during the holidays where you're actually thinking about stepping back in your drinking before you sort of trip into drinking more. We've talked, Dr. Miriam Komarami, about, all right, how do you know if you're really drinking too much? So how do you know if you're not? What is a reasonable, appropriate, physiologically appropriate amount of alcohol consumption? How do people know?
Yeah, there are actually some guidelines for healthy levels of consumption for people who do choose to drink. And basically, women should not be exceeding a maximum of one drink a day or something in the range of 3 or 4 drinks a week. For men, it's about twice that much. That doesn't mean...
Why?
Well, because above that, studies show that you're more likely to have medical complications or psychological complications.
So the studies show that women just, their bodies have a lower threshold for subsequent complications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Women become intoxicated with smaller amounts of alcohol and are more likely to develop liver disease and other complications with a smaller total amount of alcohol consumed over time. So the guidelines are different for women and for men. That doesn't mean you have an alcohol use disorder if you drink more than that, but it is kind of you ask for a safe drinking guideline, and that's about what's considered safe by health authorities.
And are there any other tips that you have for people in social pressure situations, right?
Yeah.
Oh, have another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I recommend that folks think about scripting it out in advance to respond to just that kind of question. Do you want to say, I'm in recovery? No, thank you. Do you want to say, I'm not feeling like drinking today? I mean, there's a... I don't drink. I'm not thirsty. You know, take your pick. Yeah. But having a plan in advance can help when you're in a socially stressful situation.
I wouldn't have thought of thinking it in advance.
Yeah. I think one of the issues is that happens in social situations for people in recovery that is very difficult. And it's happening less because, like I said, more and more people are not drinking, choosing not to drink. But if you go and you're drinking, say you're drinking a Coke or you're not drinking alcohol, a common question is always, why aren't you drinking? And the person in recovery always worries that they're thinking, well, that means I don't drink. I'm an alcoholic. So it's not a great question. Somebody's you're in a social gathering and everybody is drinking, you're saying to this guy, why ain't you drinking? That makes people in recovery very anxious.
So don't ask. Be supportive by simply not asking.
A lot of times they won't go to social events because they don't want to be asked.
I also wanted to mention that at this time of year and at all times of year, it's really important if you feel like you have a problem to reach out for help. There is so much help available for people who are struggling with substance use. Online peer support groups, AA, NA, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Smart Recovery. There's many, many free groups available. And then Massachusetts has a state hotline for people who want to access treatment for substance use disorders. It's 1-800-327-5050.
1-800-327-5050, and we can put that on our website at RadioBoston.org.
And then there's the Boston Bulldogs.
That's right, which is not just for people in recovery, but family members as well.
Thank you. And I think that, you know, the thing that I always suggest for people who are using or abusing alcohol is to start exercising. That's so important. We have 15 people running the Boston Marathon. 13 of them are in recovery, and they're exercising, they're in community, they feel safe, and they're having fun. So I want to encourage people to exercise more over the holidays and do positive social activities.
All right, and that is Mike Coach Ferrullo of the Boston Bulldogs Running Club, founder and president there, and Dr. Miriam Komarami, who's the medical director of the Graykin Center for Addiction at Boston Medical Center. Thank you to both of you for helping us be well.
Thank you so much, Tiziana.
Thank you.
There's more ahead.